Hosea Perek Yud Dalid Pasuk Vav, continuing the beautiful, echoing through eternity nevuah of Shuva Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't make it any plainer to us what he wants from us. Shuva Yisrael, return Israel. Yechatal Yisrael, I will be like the dew to Yisrael. The dew is always a bracha. This is a contrast to the previous parak where we said Ephraim's spring is going to dry up and its fountain is going to go parched. But the dew is never withheld. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness will never be withheld, says Radak. Now this is who eventually will come back from exile. Yifrach kashoshana, they will blossom like a rose. V'yach sharashav kalavanon, and it will strike its roots like the Levanon. The trees of the Levanon are huge, and their roots are many and deeply rooted. Strong roots, not uprootable from their place. We'll see this in Sefer Amos later. And this is it too. We'll set down roots that just bind us to Eretz Yisrael without ceasing, without the end. Zayin yelchu yon ko sav. Its branches will go forth. On strong roots can come branches that spread far to all sides, just like the roots beneath them. Bihi chazayis hodo. And its beauty will be like the olive tree, the symbol. Like the beauty of the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash, Rashi says, based on Targum Yonasan. The fragrance like the ketores, the incense. The reach lo kalavanon, and its fragrance like the levanon, like the cedars of Lebanon. Beautiful, beautiful agricultural imagery. And Dr. Mendel Hirsch says, of course, all of this, the idea that the spirit of true humanity, matured by God's Torah, will be diffused everywhere. Consecrating everything around it, renewed strength from everything around it, from the earth, from the dew, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ches Yashuvu Yoshvei Vitzilo, those who dwell in its shade will return. So we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to dwell in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the servants of the Jewish people, Yichayu Dagon B'Yifrchu Chagofen, they'll revive like grain, like corn in the meaning of Dagon, grain, and blossom like the vine. Zichro Kiyein Levanon, its fragrance. So Zichro doesn't mean its memory, because it's going to be present tense, is going to be like the fragrance, like the wine of Levanon, which is famous for having therapeutic qualities to it. The Shira of the Levium, the pouring of the Yayin and Nesach. This is it. This is the big finish of Klal Yisrael and history, if we can just get to this point. Oy. Tes Ephraim Aliod Latzabim. Ephraim is going to say, why would I need these images, these graven images anymore? Finally, they'll turn away from the idolatry that has marked Ephraim from beginning. Tchila biz seif. What do I need it for? It's like waking up from a daydream. Like, wait, what do I need that for? Ani onisi va'ashurenu. I will answer him and I will look upon him. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I will answer him in his trouble, and I'll look upon his afflictions, and I'll look honestly. Ani kivirosh ra'anon. I am like a leafy cypress tree, which is bent down to the ground so a man can hold and touch the branches. Mimeni periyachon nimtza. From me your fruit is found. All goodness comes from me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the atzabim only bring pain and rejection of Hashem. But from me, fruit is always within reach, like the cypress tree bent low, so that you can grab what we like to call in our generation low-hanging fruit. And then the big finish, the beautiful ending to the Sefer that has had a lot of negativity, but always for the sake of our improvement. Mi chacham v'yavein eila. Who is wise and will understand these? Who among you is wise enough to put aside all of the delusions and all of the sins and everything else? And who will understand all of the mussar that I gave you throughout, says Radak Sefer Hosea? Yavein eila also means understanding the bad, well, the seemingly bad, the mussar, as well as the positives. you know, it's a little bit of a musr that we're not going to put aside the idols until the very last minute when we see the glory that awaits us. And, oh, yeah, what do we need idols for? Michacham v'yavein eila navon v'yeda aim, discerning, and we'll know them. Ki yisharim darchei Hashem, because the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are straight. Very straightforward. Not like in Sefer Yecheskel. Radak brings that from Yecheskel Yud Ches, which we did quite a while ago, where people are going to say, Darchei Hashem are unfair. Because if you repent wholeheartedly, then I'm not even going to hold that statement against you. V'tzadikim yelchuvam, and the righteous will walk in them. You have two choices, the good and the bad way. Nowadays, we like to say that everything is shades of gray and there's no obvious good and evil and positive and negative. But that's undersimplifying the world. We know what's right and what's wrong. No matter how much we may cover it up with words in today's world, we know what's right and wrong. We know the difference. So the righteous are going to live in Olam Haba and for everlasting life. And those who choose not to, well, they're going to get their just desserts when the time comes. Ufoshim yikashluvan. Because the rebellious are going to stumble on them. Says the Radak, and this is a statement, the way I see it, for today's world and the people who see things only through what they consider their own seichel. The poshim, they say there is no order, there's nobody directing the world. Why do bad things happen to good people? So they follow their desires and they stumble and then they're lost. They're gone. And on the other hand, if they do tshuva, they're not going to be accustomed to the Darchei Hashem Yisharim. And so they'll stumble even on the easy way because they're unfamiliar with it. They've never done it. But that's only if they still hold on to chet and they can't let it go. But anybody who has the right commitment and determination to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzadikim Yelchubam. It's a straight path. It's an easy path. But next time, we move on further into Treyasar with the second of the 12 Nevi'im that we will meet, the Navi Yoel.